The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. As I was saying earlier, times like this require smart attorneys, and few smarter than Hans von Spakovsky over at the Heritage Foundation, where he is the manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior legal fellow at their Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, formerly of the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice. Hans, welcome back to the airwaves of Phoenix. Thank you on a busy day for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You betcha. Absolutely. Need some expertise. And let's just start with what your first thoughts were when you heard the news, if you heard it last night, about can I call it a raid? I know some people don't like the use of the word raid, but for lack of anything other than what it looks like, raid at Mar-a-Lago. What were your first thoughts?
I was shocked. I mean, shocked. This has never happened before in the entire history of our country. This is unprecedented to execute a criminal search warrant against a former president and to search his home. I was just shocked by this, and I continue to be shocked by it because it just seems way overboard for this to have happened.
The thing that I first thought about, Hans, if I may, was that you would execute a warrant in pursuit of a crime, investigating a crime, and I can't for the life of me think of what criminal activity would require such an aggressive intrusion. I mean, if it's the Presidential Records Act, my goodness gracious, that would be ratcheting up something beyond anything it ever was intended to be. I can't imagine what underlying crime they could possibly be thinking of. Nothing seriously has been alleged against Donald Trump as far as having broken a federal law, is there?
No, I mean, I agree with you. And in fact, no evidence has been produced to date by either the FBI, the Justice Department, or even the January 6th committee indicating that there was any violation of a federal criminal law by the president. And if this really is about the Federal Records Act, then, you know, why would they issue this kind of a search warrant? Why didn't they simply have their DOJ lawyers talk to Donald Trump's lawyers, set up a time to go to Mar-a-Lago, look through the documents, decide what needs to be returned, and do that, or even at the most, issue a subpoena? Why in the world would they go for this kind of search warrant? Which brings up this, Seth, which is the Justice Department has an obligation of transparency, and they need to immediately release the search warrant, the application for the search warrant, and the affidavits that were filed with the search warrant by FBI agents so that we ourselves can judge whether they were justified in doing this.
Hans von Spakovsky is our guest from the Heritage Foundation. Yeah, Hans, that was actually my second thought. After my first thought, I haven't practiced law in a lot of years, but it seems to me that in cases with people who are well-known, able to be found, maybe they're even of some wealth and notoriety, you would have lawyers from the government call their lawyers and work these things out. You would not send federal agents into their house at any point without a discussion that's negotiated first. It's just it was to me unheard of. Now, I know we've seen that precedent broken an awful lot when it comes to, I don't know, some of the other actors in the some of the other people who have served in the Trump administration, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro. We're used to seeing this, but it never used to be done this way, did it?
No, and if you want to know whether the FBI and the Justice Department went overboard, just compare this to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Because remember, you know, Hillary Clinton's house in Chappaqua, New York, she installed a private server that was full of her government communications and included classified information from when she was Secretary of State. Her lawyers went through those emails, and they decided to delete 33,000 emails because she said, well, they were personal. They were not government emails. And did the FBI raid her house? No. Did they charge her with retaining classified documents? No, they didn't do any of that.
They just took her word for it. It must be nice to have that kind of power. Let me. This was a short segment. We have a little more time on the next one. Let me just hit a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back. I have some more questions I want to survey with you. Hans von Spakovsky is our guest, manager at the Election Law Reform Initiative and senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show. Hans von Spakovsky is our guest from the Heritage Foundation, talking about, obviously, the news of the day and the raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Hans, one of the things I was wondering about is, if the Justice Department won't release the warrants, can the Trump legal team do that, or would that be violative of some of the rules that surround these kinds of investigations before or pending grand jury or something like that?
Whether a grand jury is involved or not, if I was Donald Trump, my lawyers would be in court today.
Mm-hmm.
Filing actions to stop the FBI's examination of these documents, to get a special master to try to find out what they're looking for and what the reason for this warrant was, and at a minimum, asking that the court appoint a special master, someone independent, who can look through these documents, and if, for example, there are documents that need to be sent to the National Archives, separate those from the president's personal documents that the FBI has no right to have.
Perfect. Hans, I'm going to ask you some general thoughts about the state of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Attorney General in a moment. But if I can, one more semi-specific question. If it turns out that the government was on a fishing expedition, doesn't have the goods, didn't go for particularity in the warrants, or didn't have a good basis for it, does Donald Trump have any recourse under, I don't know, 1983, 85, 242, something like that? Is there any recourse, or does the Torts Claim Act kind of preclude anything?
No, there are potential actions under certain civil rights statutes and under a very famous case you may have heard of called the Bivens.
Right, the old Bivens case. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that was a case where someone sued actually FBI agents.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, for what they were doing. So there is potential action there. But look, there's one other thing to keep in mind, and that is, if this is about the president supposedly keeping classified information, keep in mind that a Trump official came out today, a guy named Kash Patel, who was the principal deputy to the director of the National Intelligence, who said that he was in the White House when the president declassified all of these documents.
Wow.
If that is correct, and that was the basis for the FBI applying for this warrant, then they applied for this warrant on a false basis, the same way they applied for electronic eavesdropping warrants under the FISA law during the whole Trump collusion hoax, under false pretenses.
Interesting. And of course, it's worth reminding the audience that the president, while he is president, has full authority to declassify anything, literally anything that is in his power. He would be the judge
that
and jury.
Exactly
on that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Fair enough. All right. So let me ask you generally, you used to be at the Department of Justice. What's your sense of it now? Has it become a highly politicized institution? Is it beyond redemption? There's calls to defund the FBI by some precincts. Give me your overall thought about something we used to all very much revere and respect.
The answer to all that, unfortunately, is yes.
Wow. Okay.
Merrick Garland has weaponized the department to the point where they are using the powers of its law enforcement for political purposes. And just look back at what they did a year ago when the National Board of the National Association of School Boards
right.
contacted the White House. The White House then talked to Merrick Garland. And what do? They formed a task force to label parents who show up at school board meetings to complain about the propaganda being taught to their students as domestic terrorists. That is partisanship. That is politicalization like we've never seen at the Justice Department. And keep in mind, folks may not realize this, you know, the FBI is actually part of the Justice Department.
Right, that's a good reminder. Yeah.
Yeah, and what happened just last week? Last week, there was a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, was there. And he was confronted by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa over the fact that FBI whistleblowers have contacted Chuck Grassley and told him about all this partisan political decision-making going on inside the FBI, which include officials within the FBI during the 2020 presidential election doing everything they could to squash the investigation of Hunter Biden mm-hmm. over his laptop
mm-hmm.
because it could affect the election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're at a situation where the remedy most available or most possible, most realistic at this point, would really be a political remedy, wouldn't it? I mean, it would require us, I won't speak for you, for Republicans to take back the House and the Senate and engage in an examination or series of hearings on the Justice Department, the Attorney General, and possibly write up impeachment articles, right? I mean, that's really the most realistic solution to what we're seeing now, isn't it? Or at least the first realistic solution?
It is, and I don't know if you saw it, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy, the current minority mm-hmm. leader in the House, who mm-hmm. will probably be the majority leader if the Speaker of the House, if Republicans win, you know, he sent out a tweet about how outrageous his behavior was and telling Merrick Garland and everyone else there, you'd better preserve all of your records
yep.
for this
yep.
because we're going to be doing intensive oversight and investigating your behavior.
Hans, you've been generous. Just one last question, if I might. If the FBI needs to be routed or done away with, what would be a successor type organization, or is one even necessary?
Now, I do think we need a federal law enforcement agency, and I don't think we should get rid of the FBI, but I think the politics and partisanship that has infected the headquarters of Washington over the past decade has got to be cleared out. And that starts with holding people accountable. That means going through and firing all of the agents, special agents, and everyone else who clearly have engaged in partisanship, in leaking to the media, all the things that you may recall.
Yep.
The Inspector General of the Justice Department complained about and noted when he issued his report on the whole Russia-Trump collusion investigation.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And maybe even hire a special independent counsel, special prosecutor.
Special
I never know
counsel.
What.
Special counsel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even put a special counsel on the case to investigate. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Hans von Spakovsky, you're always very clear, and I appreciate your time with us on this busy day. Thank you so much for your time and everything you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You betcha. I'm Seth Liebson, 602-508-0960, and we will be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.